There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've talked about this before, where scientists are using psychedelic drugs to help people deal with their depression and anxiety. And now they are looking at ecstasy. Apparently a trial is on its way, all right, where they are looking at the illegal psychoactive drug ecstasy to see if it'll help alleviate anxiety for terminally ill patients. At least a dozen subjects with life-threatening diseases like cancer and who are expected to live at least 9 months will participate in this double-blind trial over the next year in Santa Cruz. Spokesman for the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies. Did you know that there was a Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies? Sounds exciting to me. Brad Burge from Santa Cruz. Anyway, each subject is going to be randomly given either a full dose, 125 micrograms of MDMA, or an active placebo. MDMA is ecstasy, okay? Or an active placebo dose of 30 milligrams. Placebo could be like a sugar pill. It could be, you know, something that is inert. All right. Double blind means the patient doesn't know that they're getting it, and the doctor or scientist doesn't know that he's giving it. This way there won't be any bias. Mr. Burge, or Dr. Burge, said that the goal is to test whether gravely ill patients suffering from debilitating anxiety, fear, or depression due to their diagnoses can find a measure of peace during the extended ecstasy-influenced psychotherapy sessions. I know some of you are like, I'll volunteer for some ecstasy treatment. The trial's principal investigator, Dr. Philip Wolfson, told the San Francisco Chronicle newspaper that the MDMA experience, or the ecstasy rush, will last 4 or 5 hours and can be transformationally potent under controlled settings with a pair of trained therapists. I can see why this could be of use. I'll tell you why. All right, so MDMA is a psychoactive drug. It's been banned under federal law for decades. It's rapid onset. They say a lower dose of MDMA in the active placebo might fool the subject to a therapist and by giving people the option of following up, and another half dose that extends the window for therapy rather than making it more intense. So they expect that what they would do is do this trial for over 12 to 15 months and see how they do. Those receiving the full dose have an option later to take another 62.5 milligram dose as part of the same session, and those receiving the placebo can later re-enter the trial. Okay, so why ecstasy? Why anxiety? Why depression? Why would we even go here? Well, okay, you know, the one thing we're finding when somebody has depression or anxiety is it's a chronic problem. And they get these peaks and these valleys. And these peaks and these valleys are crucial to, you know, to control. And unfortunately, we're having a lot of trouble with long-term chronic treatment of depression and anxiety. People may not take their medications. Sometimes these medications poop out. We talked about the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, where you try to allow your body's serotonin to stay up and about and working, and the selective serotonergic inhibitors inhibit the reuptake of the serotonin, so your serotonin lasts a little longer. Well, your body starts to outsmart that, and the body starts to turn around and go, well, to heck with this. I'm going to just make more receptors. And then now you have more receptors, so that 10 milligram Prozac or Paxil doesn't seem to cut it anymore, and now we need to move to 20 milligrams and later 40 milligrams, etc. You stop the medicine, you now have all the serotonin receptors, and you could have a real deep funk that happens. So there's a lot of challenges to chronic treatment. That's just one of the medicines of depression and anxiety. Some of you guys take Valium or Xanax or Klonopin or Ativan for anxiety. And then what ends up happening is you start getting used to it. So the 0.5 Xanax doesn't seem to work as well, and the 0.25 Xanax definitely doesn't work anymore. So now you go to the 1 milligram Xanax, then you try to go to the 2 milligram Xanax. And at some point, it's like taking water. It just isn't working. So the concern I have is we think we got a good grip on anxiety and depression, and we have a great way to manage all this. And we don't. So now you have somebody that all of a sudden becomes suicidal and kills themselves in a fit of despair. Or somebody with anxiety, let's say, decides, you know what, I can't handle it anymore, I'm just going to jump off a bridge. How do you control those bursts? So that's why we're starting to look to these psychedelic type drugs. We're trying to look towards another modality, such that if they start to feel this way, rather than going to jump off a bridge, they'll go in for treatment. We treat them with the ecstasy. And I guess one of the theories behind it, not that we want people to get high, but maybe one of the theories that nobody wants to admit, is would rather somebody get high than be dead. And so, you know, go through these sessions. And we're not talking regular ecstasy dose. We're talking about a smaller dose, right? But that will give them the same amount of feel to break them out of that cycle so that they could then move on, reset. And it's difficult. You know, we've talked about many times on the show how to deal with a family member who unfortunately has you know, anxiety or depression. You feel like you always have to watch it. Well, somebody properly treated with a psychologist and a psychiatrist and therapy and medications can do well. We've had people who are suicidal that aren't suicidal anymore, but it's, you worry when they start to go into a depression or go into an anxiety, pretty scary stuff. So it's interesting. I think it could work. I really do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We're right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're confused. We're confused why autism is on the rise, and another study has come out saying maybe pollution is to blame. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have a Dr. Dahlia Show app that should be available on Android and iPhone. I know we're working on the Android part. There was a little bit of a glitch. We should be finding out what's going on with that shortly, but thank you guys for letting us know. And we have our GCN team working on that. And the Dr. Dahlia app should still be on iPhone, so please download that. We also have a GCN app that has fabulous, fabulous shows. If you thought my show rocked, these shows are way better. So go to the GCN Live app, download that, then you could definitely listen to any sort of cool show that just kind of toots your horn, floats your boat, right? Whatever floats your boat. Pollution. Tiny pieces of dust, dirt, smoke could increase autism risk. And this link has long been suspected by scientists, but this next study may add a little bit more weight. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh found high levels of fine particulate air pollution during pregnancy increase the risk of autism 1.5 times. Furthermore, their findings suggest that the relationship could apparently be, they say the relationship could apparent up until a child is 2 years old. I think that's a typo, meaning it could cause effects even up to the point when the child is two. Dr. Evelyn Talbot of the University's Pitt School of Public Health said autism spectrum disorders are lifelong conditions for which there is no cure and limited treatment options, so there's an urgent need to identify any risk factors that we can mitigate, like pollution. I mean, I don't see us completely getting rid of pollution, but there has been some studies looking at kids born near freeways, kids born in centers of city, maybe being more at risk for autism as opposed to kids being in the more suburbish area or areas that may have cleaner air. Although, remember yesterday we talked about high altitudes, and kids that are born or living in areas of high altitude could be more at risk for sudden infant death. So here's the thing. If you live in a city, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Okay? It just, you know. Anyway, so we're seeing more and more cases of autism spectrum disorder. I think one of the latest statistics is 1 out of 56 kids. Now, what about pollution? Well, they use a special model developed by Dr. Jane Cloherty, co-author of the study. Researchers were able to estimate the individual's exposure to a type of air pollution called the PM2.5. This type of pollution refers to particles found in the air that are less than 2.5 micrometers in diameter, which is basically 1/30th the average width of your human hair. So we're talking super, super tiny. And this specific type of pollution includes dust, dirt, soot, and smoke, and due to the tiny dimensions involved, is able to reach deep into the lungs. Southwestern Pennsylvania has consistently ranked among the regions of the U.S. with the highest levels of PM2.5 pollution. So, you know how we were just talking about how, you know, ecstasy could help depression, etc.? Now they have a study saying adults with autism could take ecstasy, and the ecstasy will help them in social situations. They think a therapeutic dose of MDMA, which we just talked about with depression and anxiety, could reduce awkwardness for sufferers that are known to respond poorly to conventional treatments. The positive effects of the drug include emotional warmth, sense of well-being, decreased anxiety, and empathy towards others. They say sufferers who have taken the drug illegally noted an improved connectedness with others and a relief from anxiety symptoms in online forums. So I got to tell you, this ecstasy thing is going to definitely be integrated. We got marijuana being legalized. We're going to probably introduce ecstasy. I think drugs are probably going to be looked at as the panacea of all our issues. ASD, or Autism Spectrum Disorder, is a range of conditions characterized by, like, social deficits and communication difficulties. These become apparent early in childhood, and some of the kids have difficulties with certain social skills, like, potty training. I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum, and, you know, one really has an issue with potty training, and, you know, it just doesn't, it doesn't register, but her intelligence is so beyond what I could even imagine any child to have that, you know, I feel like with autism, with autistic kids, you need to, you know, beholden and cultivate their genius, and we can't find, we're having trouble finding it. We know it's there, we just don't know how to cultivated, like I said. All right, so reported cases of autism spectrum disorder has risen eightfold in the last two decades. One of you had asked me last week about, vaccines and autism. Why is there still debate? I mean, there shouldn't be debate. I think we've already ruled out that vaccines don't cause autism. But the reason why it was even in question is because as the vaccine program doubled its vaccines and, we started to vaccine with many more vaccinations, or we vaccinate with many more vaccines, we just coincidentally also noticed a rise in sudden infant death. And we also noticed a rise in autism. So there have been debates, well, maybe since the vaccines were upped, maybe that's what's going on. But you can't just look at that one thing and accuse vaccines of it. All right? We still have to study these cases of parents saying, look, my child was normal and was acting completely normal and communicating well until they got the vaccine. We got to study those cases because, again, kids, you could tell very early on if a child has autism, all right, but not all the time. And so are some of these cases not diagnosed? Did something happen and the child started to have an autistic-like behavior? So autism spectrum disorder is a huge, huge diagnosis that can cover a range of full-blown autism to mild Asperger's. We think genetic and environmental factors, I mean, one theory I have is maybe big fibroids during the pregnancy. A lot of my patients who have an autistic child, they all had fibroids when they were pregnant with that child. So you wonder if maybe if the fibroid might have been pressing on the brain, when the child was trying to develop, maybe the child didn't have as much room, maybe the child had to be constricted. I don't know. We are really pulling this stuff out of our butts. All right, we really are, so we don't know. But the big problem we have is if we have this many, okay, these many adults and kids with autism spectrum disorder that, remember there was a study last week talking about how they have difficulty in the workplace, they have difficulty getting jobs. This is something we as a society have to figure out how we're going to handle, okay, which is why I keep saying let's find their genius, cultivate it, and allow them to shine in situations where they will shine beyond what we could possibly do. Instead, we don't know how to conform to the way they think and the way they communicate. Many of us get insulted. Many of us think they're weird, etc. So people with Asperger's or autism may not get the jobs. All right? And the more severe on the autism spectrum, the less ability they are employable. Now we are going to start having a society of many people unemployed or unemployable that we are taking care of on the government dime. And we could employ people with autism. We can employ people with Asperger's. We've been doing it for years. Now, many times you'll see somebody with Asperger's go into certain careers that do not require that much social savvy and social technique. So you'll see a lot of Asperger's. I worked with somebody in a lab years ago who I believe an Asperger's genius scientist. Not the most socially adept, but he was a genius. He was nice, and it worked. It worked really, really well. All right, I'm more the talkative one. He's more the thinker. So, if we don't figure out how to slow down the autism rate and then figure out how we take care of people with autism, by the way, it takes really, really early intervention. I got to tell you, the occupational therapist and the doctors did wonders on one of my nephews who I thought he had autism, and I told my sister, and she went and got him checked out because something didn't seemed right. He wasn't connecting. He wasn't engaging. And he appeared to kind of fall behind on certain things. And they intervened as quick as they could. And he's doing amazing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love history, and I love, like, looking at old branding like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. I posted something on Facebook where they look at what some of the original brands were going to be for some of the biggest companies. And pretty damn cool. I mean, I'm looking at Pepsi Cola back from 1898. It was a very interesting font with some skinny lines and then some widening of certain colors, aneurysms, if you will. And then you see the 1905 and then the 1906 and the 1951 and the 1962. And you see the graduate with the Pepsi bottle cap. Remember, bottle caps were really big in the 50s and 60s. And even Ernie and Bert used to collect bottle caps. You don't really see a lot of bottle caps anymore. Sony, etc. Did you know that the Starbucks woman had boobies? Starbucks, there's like a queen on Starbucks. Now, you see the queen where she kind of has boobies, but you don't really see anything, and the hair is over it, and the hair is wavy. The Starbucks originally had breasts, and not really Picasso type. She also had a belly button, and the belly button kind of looked off-center, but it was a woman holding two, like, it almost looks like it's her legs spread. It's a very interesting, weird, it looks like she has palm trees for legs, and she's holding her legs spread, and boobies. I mean, it's a very naked picture. And I guess Starbucks used to be called Coffee, Tea, and Spices, and then they changed it. It was once called Two Giornal Coffee Company, and then I guess they changed it to Starbucks. But anyway, thank God they got rid of the boobies, because I really don't think that was really necessary. Let me see. According to CNBC, electronics chain Best Buy was called Sound of Music back in 1981, when the brand's Roseville, Minnesota store was hit by a tornado. Google Backrub, the search engine, was called Backrub before they just called it Google. That's crazy, Backrub. Hertz Rent-A-Car was originally Hertz Drive Yourself, but then the Hertz Corporation in 1954 had a major restructuring. Computing Tabulating Recording Corporation later became IBM International Business Machines. Quantum Computer Services turned into America Online back in 1991, and then in 2006 shortened its name to AOL. Apple was, I guess, always kind of Apple Computer Company, but their Apple had tons of different colors, and then later the Apple just became gray. The makers of BlackBerry used to be called Research in Motion, and I guess they took on BlackBerry later. You wonder, when you look at branding, I really love branding. I do a lot of marketing. And so I like to help companies with their marketing. So I love looking at their branding. And RIM gets changed to BlackBerry. And boom, it just blows your mind. Pete's Super Submarines. What do you think that company turned to? Pete's Super Submarines. Subway. Circuit City used to be called Ward's Company. Brad's Drink turned into Pepsi Cola. Huh, Brad. I didn't know that the word Brad, term Brad was used back in the 1800s. Tokyo. Tsushin Kogyo was Sony. Blue Ribbon Sports became what company? What famous sports company was Blue Ribbon Sports? Nike. This is so cool. You know how smart we could look? Yeah. PayPal. What was PayPal's original name? Confetti. eBay's auction site was originally called Auction Web. And there was supposed to be, I guess, a shipping site on Ebola. A shipping site and information site on Ebola, which was a travel site. Not sure why they use that name. That doesn't make sense. Playboy was almost called Stag Party until Stag Magazine wrote Hugh Hefner demanding that he change the title. Firefox turned into Firebird. So, interesting stuff. All right. So, Tom, my producer, sent me something which is really totally up my alley. The five most insane original uses of famous products. Like, for example, Lysol. Lysol was supposed to be a gynecological treatment. We would call it today snake oil. But Lysol used to be used for a variety of things. It came out in the 1920s, and they used it like for vaginal douching. But if any of you guys saw Boardwalk Empire, she was using Lysol products for birth control. You would clean yourself out with Lysol so you wouldn't get pregnant, because Lysol would kill living things. And I don't think it worked. The American Medical Association apparently called the makers of Lysol out, but Lysol had been one of the leading forms of female birth control from the 1930s to the 1960s. And remember, birth control was taboo, okay? Women were not supposed to be having sex out of wedlock. And so if they were worried about birth control, this was something that was kind of backdoor type medical care sometimes before birth control started to really make its name by the 1960s. So people would use birth control very secretly, and they would use household products to do that. So Lysol. In fact, Lysol even has Tom gave me this ad that showed the other you could wreck your marriage. And so showing a woman concerned that she would get pregnant or if she was stinky and using Lysol to protect the marriage. Bubble wrap used to be wallpaper. Bubble wrap, one of my favorite substances on this earth. Bubble wrap, comfortable, probably good for kids' rooms. All right, and let me see, what else did they use? Back in 1903, aluminum foil was invented by the French, but they didn't know that you could wrap food with it. All right, so I'm not really sure what they did with that. Bubble wallpaper started to come out, and people thought that was pretty cool. Play-Doh was used as wallpaper cleaner. Apparently, when wallpaper got dirty, you could use Play-Doh. It was a stain remover, and it worked pretty damn good, according to this story. And I guess kids just started to play with it, and they rebranded. Honestly, the idea of knowing how to rebrand is it's so necessary. I can't tell you. You know, the Dr. Dahlia Show was originally sassy, sexy, and stimulating. Okay, now it's Dr. Dahlia just trying to keep her head above water with ratings. See, you got to rebrand. Corkscrews were military tools used for removing bullets. We used corkscrew-type stuff before the medical revolution. We used a lot of that type of stuff because we looked at the body like we would look at any other sort of an object. And it actually worked, and you would be able to pull out little, you know, bullets and muskets and things like that. Cork bottle stoppers were used a lot. Pretty interesting stuff. We even used them as bloodletting devices. Crazy stuff. WD-40 was used to protect nuclear missiles. There was a lube spray. WD-40 was used for a variety of things. We talked about duct tape. Right, duct tape used in the 1940s to wrap artillery to keep it dry, water off a duck's back, like duck quack quack, and then it later changed to duct tape because we could use it in ducks. Interesting stuff, really, really cool. All right, thank you, Tom. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So too much caffeine will be harmful to your health, according to the European Union Food Safety Agency. Making headlines all over here in the States is warnings that if you're a minor or if you're pregnant, you need to cut back your caffeine. They say this is the first time that the risk from caffeine from all dietary sources have been assessed at the European Union level, and they recommend that adults' daily caffeine intake remain below 400 milligrams a day. Deciding the recommended limit in Europe was at the request of the European Commission, and we take a lot of what they do overseas seriously. In America, you know, we've been talking about how, well, 5 to 7 cups of coffee a day can limit cancer. We don't know if it's the caffeine or if we don't know if it's the actual coffee. So they say cut the espressos, especially since espressos are high in caffeine. So expectant mothers, they say, should not exceed half that amount. Children should consume no more than 3 milligrams per kilo body mass. So if your kid is about, I don't know, 55, 60 pounds, I say that's about 25 kilos. And then what's the math? They said 3 milligrams per kilo, so no more than 75 milligrams of caffeine. All right? And we all know that soda pop has caffeine. A lot of variety of things have caffeine. So, you know, when I took care of pregnant women, I had told them no more than 2 cups of coffee a day. So I don't really see us changing our recommendation much. But why this is so pertinent is because people are Red Bulling like crazy. And the constant need to give yourself an energy boost and caffeine is a very, very frustrating new societal behavior. And so people are hitting those energy drinks. But I had somebody whose blood pressure was 160 over 110. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he had in his hand a Rockstar. I'm like, stop it. All right? You're having high blood pressure. Stop this stuff. Well, I need my Rockstar to get through the day. Now, I understand a lot of you guys are using that as a diet supplement. I get that. Using forms of speed, even if it's as mild as caffeine, could sometimes prevent your want to eat psychologically. Not good, though. I would still recommend to stay away from that, okay? Limiting coffee. They also say, according to this study, that there's another study that if you are elderly, you may need to be careful with your alcohol. We think that alcohol protects the heart, but in some respects, like in this study, they say 2 alcoholic beverages a day could actually damage the heart of elderly people. Researchers reviewed weekly alcohol consumption among 4,400 people with an average age of 76 and found that the more people drank, the more damage was done to their hearts. Men who consume more than 14 drinks a week, considered to be heavy drinking, and we talked about this, just 2 drinks a day could already put you at heavy drinking mode, unfortunately already started changes in their heart. And women, especially the older you are, the more easily you get tipsy because of the way your liver handles it and the way you metabolize. So 2 drinks a day for those of you who drink regularly. I had a patient, really good guy, watches what he eats, has gone almost vegetarian, has done the paleo, has really been super good with his diet, but he likes to drink at night. And we're having issues with his blood pressure and he's turning diabetic. So you could be one of the best eaters, be cutting your carbs, be exercising. You could still turn diabetic because of the alcohol. What I think we have to do when we look at alcohol is realize that not all people take alcohol the same way. Some of you guys will do better with alcohol. Some of you won't. Some of you guys will have a better heart. Some of you won't. So you need to figure out who you are. Remember we talked about that with dieting? You know, some of us went vegetarian and we gained weight. And we're like, why the hell? Well, because the reason why you gained weight was meat wasn't your problem, but carbs were. So you went vegetarian, and you had vegetables and fruit and pasta and rice, and you cut out all the meat. But the carbohydrates that you might have overcompensated for caused you to have weight issues. So a lot of us have tried the vegetarian thing, doesn't work. Then you got to do vegetarian low carbs. Okay, and then maybe even go vegan and get rid of animal products. So you got to figure out what works for you. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now we're gonna have a blood pressure vaccine. This is so cool. All right, I mean we've seen vaccines for flu, we've seen vaccines for polio. They're working on vaccines for Ebola, but blood pressure. Wow. Such a vaccine has proven effective in controlling high blood pressure in lab rats for up to 6 months, according to new research published May 26 in the journal Hypertension. The experimental DNA vaccine creates antibodies that target angiotensin II. This is a hormone that raises blood pressure by causing blood vessels to constrict, according to co-author Dr. Hironori Nakagami, professor at Osaka. The vaccine is similar to the ACE inhibitor medications. Remember we talked about the ACE inhibitors where it kind of stops that whole cascade that causes you to clamp up and it allows your blood vessels to relax and open up? Nakagami said the vaccine could benefit people who do not take their blood pressure medication every day as prescribed. Now, this could be way cool. 70 million Americans have high blood pressure. That means 1 in 3 adults. Blood pressure could cause kidney disease, heart disease, dementia, blindness. So many of us have issues when we're older because of high blood pressure. In the new study, researchers gave the vaccine 3 times at 2-week intervals to rats with high blood pressure. The vaccine not only lowered blood pressure for up to 6 months, but also reduced tissue damage to the heart and blood vessels associated with blood pressure. No signs of damage to the kidneys, no signs of damage to the liver. So this is pretty damn cool. Systolic blood pressure was consistently lower in the DNA vaccine group after immunization, while blood pressure reduction was continued for at least 6 months. So you would probably do a booster shot once or twice a year to keep the vaccine effect up. 85% of high blood pressure patients now are doing well on medications, but many times you guys need 2 or 3 or 4. Now keep in mind, this blood pressure medication is similar to ACE inhibitors. These ACE inhibitors are great, but they may not deal with fluid overload. They may not deal with rapid heart rate. So there still may be the need for you to use a medication that deals with slowing down the heart rate. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. I think it's awesome. One thing I don't think is awesome is when I stay at these little hotels that have express breakfast, and there's a waffle maker, and there's a line around the waffle maker, and you have to stand around so nobody doesn't take your waffle, and there goes the whole point of express breakfast. Well, apparently in Michigan, there was a dispute between 2 women over a waffle maker that led to 30 people getting kicked out of a Western Michigan hotel. The Muskegon Chronicle said guests were ordered to pack their bags at America's Best Value in Pear Marquette Township and get out. Sheriff Kim Cole says one woman asked another if she was in line for the waffle maker but didn't get an answer. I get that all the time. I'll ask somebody, they don't talk back. How rude. Cole says the woman started to make a waffle, but then the other confronted her. Cole says it went downhill after there. There was a lot of yelling and screaming. The department responded, and Cole said the property manager asked everyone to get the hell out. No one was injured, and there were no arrests. Can I just say something? I think a lot of problems could be solved if people would just talk to each other. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. I'm in line and I go, are you in line? Like, you know, for the bathroom. And they know I'm talking to them and they don't answer. So then I figure they're not in line. So then I just walk to the bathroom and all of a sudden I'm like, hey. I'm like, but I just asked you. And by then it's already escalated. Okay, you're either peeing or you're not. If you're in line, just politely go, yes, ma'am, I am in line. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll stand in line behind you. It's piece of cake, I've done it before. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.